Welcome to another installment of The Drive. I am your host, the Dallas Cowboys Addict. For today's topics, I wanted to cover Zeke's rushing title, Chris Richard, what the subreddit for the Seattle Seahawks is saying, rested players, and looking ahead to the playoff game. And then at the end, I'll finish off with my prediction to what I think is going to happen with our first match against the Seahawks. Feeling a little generous? Support this podcast. Go to anchor.fm/thedrivecowboysaddict/support. That's anchor.fm/thedrivecowboysaddict/support. Any little bit goes a long way. So now this football season is over and we're off into the playoffs. Thankfully, the Cowboys made it. Our first matchup is going to be against the Seahawks. But now that the season's over, it's been confirmed. Zeke, not that there was ever any doubt, really. Zeke wins his second rushing title in 3 years. This probably would have been his third rushing title in 3 years, really, had it not been for that suspension that he served last season. But interestingly enough, number five on the top five list turned out to be Chris Carson, who we're going to be facing this weekend. I just thought that was a little bit interesting. I saw a stat on Twitter. I was looking around Twitter, which, by the way, if you want to follow me, you can. That's Dallas at Dallas_addict. I'm on Twitter now and trying to get as many followers as I can, and then tweeting and trying to get the podcast to get more listeners. But anyway, so I saw a little tweet and from the Dallas Cowboys that basically said this is the third crown in the last 5 years for the Dallas Cowboys as far as having a leading rusher. Two of those were obviously Zeke. The other one I think was DeMarco Murray. And an interesting fact on there was that this is only the seventh time all time that the Cowboys have had an NFL leading rusher. Honestly, I would have thought that number would have been bigger, just because it seems like the Cowboys always have a good running back. And it seems like it just to me, I don't know if you think a little bit different. To me, it seems like that number should have been a little bit higher, at least in the double digits. I know there's a lot of good running backs out there, and there's always been a lot of good running backs out there throughout different NFL teams. It seems like that position has a lot of talented guys. But I would have thought that the Cowboys would have had at least double digits, at least 10. But turns out they've only had one seven times all time. And so I thought that was a little bit interesting. But a congratulations out to Zeke. Zeke deserves it. He really runs with a lot of determination. He's not going to be brought down with an arm tackle, that's for sure. You're going to need at least two or three guys to bring him down. And even then, it's going to be a battle all the way to the end. And he's probably going to carry you for another yard or 2 yards, and probably even 3 yards, really, because he's just that hard of a runner. And if he doesn't run you over, he's just going to leap over you. So, I mean, there's a reason he's the leading rusher this year in the NFL. And a lot of it has to do with all the touches that he got this year, which was kind of a concern heading into the playoffs. But now that he got this last week of rest, so that's going to help out. So I was really interested to find out what the Seattle Seahawks people were thinking leading up to the game. There's no better place to find out what people are thinking other than going into a subreddit that's dedicated to just that specific team, right? So occasionally I'll go lurking around and look at other teams that we're going to face. And specifically this time for the Seahawks, because we're going to face them in the playoffs in the first match, I was very, very interested to see what they were saying, what they were talking about. There's a couple different things that I noticed. So they are very confident over there. I mean, I feel like they're basically looking over the Cowboys and just looking over to the next game, seeing who they're going to play next. I mean, they've already written that as a W. And even though they already feel this is going to be a W, reading through it, it seems like they're already happy with the turnout, with how the season turned out. Apparently, they thought that this was going to be a four game win season. So they thought they were going to go 4-12. So the fact that they went 10-6 and they made it into the playoffs, they've already chalked it up as a win. But even then, they still think that they're just gonna. It seems like they think they're gonna coast over and then just make it to the next round of the playoffs. Like the Cowboys are just gonna roll over and let them go. At least that's the feeling that I got from going and reading through all their comments. Something that I wanted to point out too when I was going and looking at the Seahawks Reddit was that they love Russell Wilson over there. I mean, they really, really love him. I see things like "In Russ We Trust" and other little things that they say, and then just various different posts that they have about Russell Wilson. They love that guy over there compared to our subreddit where we have the Dak supporters and I wouldn't call them the non-Dak supporters. I'd say more like the group that the half that wishes Dak would play better. So that's quite a contrasting situation there with them loving themselves some Russell Wilson, and on the Cowboys fan side, we're just kind of divided into two different groups. I think with Dak Prescott though, we're always gonna have that. We're always gonna have that those two groups. I mean, even when Tony Romo was there, I think those two groups still existed. So that's always going to be there. And I feel like that just comes with the territory. That comes with being the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. You're always either going to be loved or you're going to be hated. And I think that goes for the majority of NFL fans, but not really the Cowboys fans. Cowboys fans, I don't think the people who don't really support Dak that much or think that he should be better, I don't think they hate him. I know I don't. I definitely want him to do better, but we're still gonna have that division there where people are gonna get into a little spats about Dak being good enough or not good enough. I got into one recently on Reddit, not really a spat, but just kind of a back and forth where somebody wanted to get into stats about how many games Tony Romo had in his best season in 2014 versus how many Dak had this year. The guy was telling me that just because Tony had only one 300-yard game and Dak had two this season, that was an indicator of who was better, or at least that's how he was phrasing it. That's how I understood it. And I replied back by saying, stats don't show the whole picture. And you really got to watch the games to get a sense for a player. And even though Dak had 200-300-yard games this year, and Tony just had the one, Tony also only had two games under 200 yards, and one of them was for 199, so that doesn't really count in my mind. Compared to Dak, Dak had over five games this year with under 200 yards. And then you add on top of that the 12 fumbles, and then you add on top of that the 56 sacks taken. And then you might say, well, yeah, but the offensive line this year wasn't the best it's been in the last couple of years. Well, that's true, but Tony also didn't have a great line for the majority part of his career, really, which is why he broke basically every damn bone in his body. And another thing, in 2014, Tony had 34 thir threw for 34 touchdowns. Dak threw for something around 20 something. Dak had a 96 quarterback rating, which is really good. Tony had 113. I mean, Tony that year would should have been the NFL MVP had it not been for Aaron Rodgers. So, there's always going to be that division. People are going to pick and choose their stats that they want to use, and I think that's okay. But as long as we keep winning, I'm okay with whatever. No, I take that back. I want Dak to be better. Yeah, I want Dak to be better. I'm not okay with what I'm okay if we win a Super Bowl and he plays terrible during the Super Bowl and then comes back and wins it, then I'll be okay with it. then I'll be okay with whatever, I guess. Another, moving on over to Chris Richard. There was some news coming out yesterday and I think the day before yesterday that the Jets and the Dolphins had requested interview with Chris, had requested an interview from with Chris Richard, and because the interview is for a promotion, because right now he's an assistant, and I guess they're trying to interview him for the head coaching job that's open over there. The Dallas Cowboys can't deny it. Not that they would, but they can't. And this really struck a nerve with me because I've said it in the past. I want Jason Garrett gone at some point, and I want Chris Richard to take over, but I don't know that he's ready for it yet. The Cowboys, however, need to do whatever they can to try and keep this man. I think the addition of Chris Richard along with Amari Cooper were the best additions that we've had. Definitely the best additions that we had this year. But Chris Richard is by far the best free agent addition that we had. I mean, by far. And so the what he did with that defense, with the defensive backs this year was nothing short of amazing, really. Because that used to be a pain for the Cowboys. We used to always get beat on the defensive. Quarterbacks used to kind of rip us apart whenever they would go to the air, you know. And he kind of transformed this defensive back group in a very short amount of time. And I want to see what he can do as a head coach, but not yet. So the fact that the Jets and the Dolphins are interested in him it's not really a surprise. Because he's because of the turnover that he was able to accomplish with the Cowboys. But I don't think he's ready yet, honestly. But the Cowboys still need to do whatever it takes to keep him. So if that means paying him as much as a head coach or close to it, then I say do it. I mean, they have to keep this guy in my mind. Make him the defensive coordinator. Make Rod Marinelli the defensive line coach, or maybe he's gonna retire, and then just have him on as some kind of consultant or something. But I've noticed in the subreddit for the Cowboys that this is kind of an ongoing theme where they feel similar to me. So it can't just be me that sees the value in Chris Richard staying with the Cowboys in any capacity. I mean, I was kind of upset that the Jets and the Dolphins did that, but I see why they did it. But again, I don't think he's ready for a head coaching job. Not yet. Maybe in a year or two he'll be ready, but not yet. Okay, so this last week, week 17, the Cowboys were able to rest some of their players, like Zeke rested. Zach Martin apparently he had been needing to rest, so they used this game to rest him. So did Tyron Smith. And Tyron Smith has kind of been a recurring issue. Really, all those three players have been a recurring issue this season. But Tyron Smith has been more so in that he's actually been kept out of games along with Zach, but Tyron has been kept out of games even last season with back spasms and, you know, you see all those braces that he wears on his arm and his knee. And so this last week they were able to rest those guys, and that's awesome. Especially, I think it's more beneficial for Zeke, honestly. Zeke, in a bunch of games, we had seen him limping around, sometimes just coming out of the game to get a couple minutes of rest or something, because I've noticed that his ankle's been the one that's been bothering him. And every time that he gets tackled, that he was getting tackled those games, I would just cringe because I knew that he was getting hit on that ankle. And I obviously we need Zeke, so I don't want him to be left out or get injured or anything. So this week 17 was awesome that they were able to rest those guys. I know that Zeke was saying in an interview that he feels ready to go. That was Tuesday. And he said that usually he doesn't feel after a game, he doesn't feel ready to go until about Friday, Saturday. So the fact that he was already ready to go on Tuesday is is awesome because that means he got the much needed rest he needs and he just feels great and he's ready to go, and that's awesome, and we need him. We saw even though he rested on week 17, you saw him on the sidelines, you saw him kind of getting the players around him and kind of getting them going. Zeke has developed into the captain, into a captain of the team this year. And that's super cool to see because we need a guy like him to be kind of cheering the guys on. He seems like that type of guy who is easygoing and just gets along with everybody great. And so, I mean, it was only a matter of time before he became the captain, and it's awesome to see that he's taking on that role and he seems to enjoy it. Something that struck me as interesting was that the game, this upcoming game against the Seahawks, was scheduled on Saturday. I would have thought, being the Cowboys, that we would have played Sunday night, you know, be the main game. But the NFL had different thoughts, and I guess that's fine, but it kind of struck me a little bit as odd. Honestly, I prefer it to be on a Saturday because that just means, and it's going to be the Saturday afternoon game, so that's even better for me because then that just means I can, you know, get my beer and watch the game without having to feel like I'm going to be tired the next day at work. So that's awesome. And especially if we lose, you better believe I'm going to be drinking more than a six pack. Because usually I just get a six pack and kind of just relax with the game. But we'll see how it turns out. I have a good feeling. Like I said at the start of the podcast, I have a good feeling because of how Dak has been playing. At least because of how Dak played the past game. The last game that he played against the Giants, and I know it was the Giants, but the Giants are a good team in my mind. The Giants are a better team than their record show. I mean, they beat the Bears. That's gotta mean something, right? The Bears have a great defense. They don't have a great offense, but they have a great defense. And I think that just shows that the Giants are a good team. They just didn't get going this year. Maybe they need to replace Eli. Maybe they don't. I don't know. I don't watch enough games of the Giants, but they're, from what I saw this past weekend, they're a better team than the record. So like I was saying, if Dak plays how he played against the Giants, I have a really good feeling. Because you got to remember, Zeke wasn't in that game. Tyron Smith wasn't in that game. Zach Martin wasn't in that game. Rod Smith played, but he didn't get used as much as I thought he was going to be used, considering that Zeke wasn't there. And Dak just played awesome. Blake Jarwin had a great game. So if Blake Jarwin has another game like he did against the Giants, which I don't think is going to happen, but I'd like it to, then we're going to have a really good chance at winning this game. Especially if you think about, you know, the game is at Dallas. The game that we lost earlier this season to the Seahawks, I believe that game was in Seattle. It's hard to play in Seattle. It's very hard to play in Seattle. It's very hard to beat Seattle in Seattle. You know, there's a reason they say that they got a 12th man on the field, and that's because of that crowd. So it's hard to play in Seattle, and that game was closer than a lot of people think. And not only that, I mean, the defense is a totally different, it's a totally different defense for the Cowboys than it was that game. I know the Seahawks people are probably going to say, well, yeah, but we're a totally different team than we were back in that game also. And yes, but if I look at it overall, and I look at how this Dallas Cowboys defense has played, even though they allowed over 30 points against the Giants, they actually had a very good first half. And they let down, they kind of let loose in the second half. They kind of just relaxed a little bit, but they're a lot better than what they've been allowing this past few weeks. And this Saturday, their sense of urgency is going to come out, and I think that they're going to have a great game. Now, I know that the Cowboys kind of, they struggle against quarterbacks that are as mobile as Russell Wilson. And Russell Wilson can also throw the ball when he gets hot, so it's going to be a tough game, but I think the Cowboys defense is going to pull it together, and they're going to have a great game. And if Dak plays the way that he played against the Giants, And then we have Zeke back. And then we have Tyron Smith back. And then we have Zach Martin back. Then that's going to be, you know, it's going to be a good game. It's going to be close. I like our chances with that. I know Suofilo still didn't practice. I'm hoping that he can play, but if he doesn't, I'm okay if they put Connor Williams. If they put Connor Williams over at left guard, I'm okay with that again because he looked better this past game. So I think it's going to be a very close game. It's going to be very close. I don't think the Cowboys are going to allow Russell Wilson to throw for more than 250 yards. And I don't think he's going to be able to run for more than 50 yards, honestly. And the Cowboys are a very good run-stopping defense. Seattle, their strength is running the ball. I think the Cowboys are going to shut them down. They're going to shut down Chris Carson for 80 yards. And I mean say shut down because at least it's not 100. And I think Zeke is just going to be the defining factor. He's just going to overpower them in the fourth quarter and then and seal the game. And I think this game is going to end up being, let's say the Cowboys score 24 and the Seattle Seahawks score 20. And that means the Cowboys win and they move on to the next round. Let's hope that I'm right so that we all Cowboys fans can celebrate and keep this season from stopping short of the goal, which really should be the Super Bowl. And like I said, if Dak plays the way that he plays, why not? Why not dream of getting a Super Bowl this year? And maybe another one the next year. And maybe another one the next year. And then maybe another one. Who knows? You know, you never know. So let's just, I think if Dak plays, I know I've said this a lot, but if Dak plays against, like he played against the Giants, I like our chances a lot. So that's it for today. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, send me an email to thedrivecowboysaddict@gmail.com. That's thedrivecowboysaddict@gmail.com. And if you listen on the Anchor app, send me a voice message. I might include it in the next episode if you want me to, if you're okay with it. And also, if you like what you hear, subscribe to this podcast and share with everyone you know, because sharing is caring.